How far down is that?
Okay, we're starting on Chavav Amarav, the new piece. We finished the sugya for now of Hochei Dirachim. Now we're going to the next Tanur Rabbanon, about, let's say, 20 lines down.
After the two downs.
20 lines down. Shomri Ha'ir. Shomri Ha'ir. Okay, you guys ready? Sam? You ready? Good, go ahead. Everyone have the place? Turn over at the end of the line? Yes? Anyone who wants the place has it? Okay. Go ahead. Shomri Ha'ir.
Tanur Rabbanon. Shomri Ha'ir Bayon Beturim Min Hasuka. Bayon.
Good.
Chayavim Balayla. Shomri Ha'ir Balayla Beturim Min Hasuka Balayla V'chayavim Bayon.
Alright, so this is very similar to the previous Gemara, right?
Right.
What's the rule of thumb so far? When you
busy with something, you're puttered.
Okay, well, I don't know if you say something, but in this case, it's a shmirah, whatever that means. When you're involved
the time period that you're
involved in the shmirah, you're puttered. When you're not actually involved in the shmirah, you're chayev. Right. Similar to holchei drachim. When you were actually defined as a holich, but darach, then you were puttered. When you were not, you were chayev. Unlike what? Both of these cases are unlike which category?
Mitzvah.
Exactly. The case of the person who's a shluchei mitzvah, we saw on Chafei, that person is potter entirely. Kol zman that he's defined as a shliach mitzvah, even when he's not actively involved in the undertaking of the mitzvah, he has a status. In this case, it's not so much a status as it is a practical thing. When he's involved, he's potter. The patur comes from the actual involvement. It's not a shame that the individual has. Okay. Okay, that's also it's very similar to the previous Gemara. If you're doing it night and day, you put the night and day. No great chiddush. Okay. Well, since let's take it slow. This next piece is where we're going to really focus for today. Shomrei ginos upardesim. What are ginos and pardesim?
Gardens and orchards.
Person is charged with somehow watching the produce of another. Okay, good.
By day and by night.
Shomrei ginos upardesim, patur bein bayom bein balayla. It's more similar to what? This is more similar to the case of the shliach mitzvah. Not holchei drachim and not shomrei ha'ir. Right? This guy seems to be categorically potter. And that needs to be addressed. Why is that? Alright, so the Gemara right away senses that there might be some reason here why he's potter, and what's the Gemara's suggestion to how to mechayev him? Let's get him back in the sukkah. How are we going to get him back in the sukkah? Yeah, okay. So I understand that he has to stay out in the field, because that's what he's doing. He's guarding your orchard, or he's guarding your wheat. So bring out the sukkah, middle, and put up a sukkah over there. Shalom Yisrael. Don't tell me, well, he has to be here 24/7, so therefore he can't have a sukkah. Let him bring his sukkah over here. You can't bring the... Alright. Go ahead. Let him sit and he'll sit in it.
Yeah.
So it's a machlokas now why that's not good.
Abai Omar teshu ke'ein taduru. Rav Omar paratzak kor'al laganal.
Good, stop there. What do these two things mean? Just the pshat. Just want to know the pshat. Well, there's two tainas here. You have apparently machlokas. The Gemara makes a suggestion. Yonah, what's the suggestion?
Let them bring the sukkah to the orchard.
Let them bring the sukkah to the field, to the orchard, and we'll be mechayev. The guy to sit in a sukkah. It's not impossible. Okay, to which the Gemara says,
Abaye said,
Abaye v'rava. Right, what does that mean, Abaye v'rava? Actually, it doesn't say that. Just says Abaye Omar X and Rava Omar X, or Y. They have a machlokas as to what the problem is. So what's the problem according to Abaye? Teshu kein tadur. What does teshu kein tadur mean?
Maybe it won't
All right, we don't know exactly. You're already going beyond. I'm saying this is the pshat. The pshat is somehow the principle of teshuvah king tadiru, which means what? The way you live in Yisukkah is the way you live in your home. We don't require you to do more in Yisukkah than you would do in your home. We treat Yisukkah more significantly than you would treat your home. By the same token, we demand that you treat the Sukkah like you do your home. So apparently, for some reason, that principle is going to be a bar for this guy sitting in the Sukkah in the field. We don't know why. We have to explain that. Okay. What does that mean? Pirtza kor
laganov.
Okay. Well, just can you touch the words? You're right. I mean, what you're saying is the right overall pshat.
The brave calls to the...
Okay, good. The pirtza is a breach. When you refer to something as being paritz, or a person as being paritz, or a woman as being a prutza, or you talk about being poritz geder, you talk about breaching a fence. An individual who is a parutz means he has no boundaries. He's not bounded in the proper way. A woman who is a prutza is so too. She's not bounded in the way that she should be. Pritzus is the same shoresh. Okay, same word. Pritzut. All right, good. So what is pirtza of Karla Ganov? What's going to happen? If you're doing what?
If you're making a gap.
You're the shomer. Yeah. You're supposed to be watching. And what are you supposed to be seeing?
If there's any ganov.
Right, you're supposed to be seeing if there are any incursions into this field or into this orchard. What's going to happen? You're going to build a sukkah and you stick yourself in the sukkah.
You won't be able to see what's going on.
You're
going to
be cutting yourself off, at least on 2.5 sides, if not more. Mm-hmm. Right? 3 sides. You're going to be cutting yourself off. You're not going to be able to see what's going on. So what's the wily ganav going to do? Say, okay, your sukkah is pointing this way. I'm going to come behind the way you have a wall, and I'm going to steal from behind you. You're not going to see. Pirtza kor laganav, you're creating now a situation where there's going to be theft from the Baal HaSadeh. Apparently that's a patur. That also needs to be understood. Why is that a patur? Okay?
My
binayhu.
What's the difference?
What does it mean when the Gemara says, what's the difference between them? It's not the only place the Gemara uses this terminology. My binayim. What's the practical difference? Okay, they each have a reason why it's not so that we're going to tell this guy, bring your sukkah and put it outside in the field. Yeah, that's exactly what the Gemara wants to know. The Gemara wants to know, it says, my binayim, give me a case where I'll see the practical difference between these two shittos. Right? Okay, I understand. They both have a reason. Very nice. What's the difference? My binayim. I'll show you what the difference is in this following case. What does that mean?
That he's guarding the Kormintar. Guarding it is like watching the fruit.
In a case where he's watching a heap of fruit. In other words, he's not watching a whole field. It's already, the stuff is all gathered up, and it's right in front of him, right? He's watching a heap of fruit, a bundle of fruit, a pile of fruit, and therefore it's right in front of him. So you can let him put it right in front of the sukkah, and that's it. He doesn't have to watch the whole field. He doesn't have to walk around and see every vantage point of the field. Let him just park himself in front of the pile, put it right out his front door, and that's it, no problem. You got the place for him. Chafav Amar Aleph. Okay, so that's the Gemara's answer. So if that's the case, for whom is that going to be a problem, and who is it not going to be a problem?
It could be a problem for Abaye, but not Rava.
Right, the one who holds that the whole problem is the practical one, that you're going to be inviting future theft or more theft, then this is not going to be a problem. Why? Because the fruit's right in front of you, and no one's going to come and get it. Oh, but if you're worried about Teshu King to do for whatever reason, then what? Then you still have a problem. We need to explain that. All right, so let's see Rashi.
But how is it different than any other way of sitting in the sukkah? Okay, fine, so you're sitting by your orchard as opposed to...
Who are you questioning? Teshu Kain Tadiru?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. This, I think, is a three-way machlokas in the Mishonim as to what the psul is, or what the bar is, or what the patur is in terms of Teshu Kain Tadiru. Very nice, Teshu Kain Tadiru. So, very nice. I'll have my sukkah, and I'll build it the same way I build my sukkah anywhere else, and I'll treat it the same way. What do we normally assume is the requirement of Teshuvah Kain Tadiru? I got to eat there, I got to sleep there, I have to do my other affairs there to the extent that I can, if I can learn there. All those things which one normally does in his home, he should do in the sukkah. He should keep
there. Is he saying that maybe it's a temporary sukkah because he's only there, you know, he's only guarding for certain parts of the day?
Let's see. Let's not speculate. Let's see Rashi, and we'll take it one step at a time. All right? You want to read the Rashis?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Which Rashis are we looking
at? So Avi Hirschman is going to read the Rashis for us.
How far do you?
Let's start from Shomer Gino Supardesim, right above the Gehosa Bach's airplane. One line up from there.
Yeah.
In the traditional Gemaras?
Okay, in Shomer Ginos.
Shomer Ginos Upardesim.
Shomer Ginos Upardesim. In Zayin Misham.
Zazin Misham.
Zazin Misham.
So Rashi's saying, it's not like your pshat. Right? It's not just there temporarily. On the contrary, Ein Zazin Misham.
For all the days of Sukkot.
And maybe even more, than that. He's constantly there. I mean, this is a 24/7 job. Mm-hmm. Right? Night shift. You're there, that's it. This is where you are.
What did he do throughout the year? Did he sleep there too?
It's a good question. Now hold that thought for a minute. It would seem that, he sleeps out there somehow. All right.
Ke'in Tiduru. Kederech Shehu Dar Kol Hashana, Bebeto. Has Gikaso Torah Lahaniach Diraso Vilador Kan
Vilador Kan
Besuka Mitasov the Kli
Kleitashmisho
Mitzaoso.
Stop there for a second. What are these things?
The regular items in your house?
Specifically, I'm just asking what the taich is. The Torah told us, Rashi says, the Torah told us to do what? The Torah said, Teshu came to Duru. In the same way that you live in your home, now go out and live in the sukkah. How? In mitosav, with
his bed.
His bedding, his bed, mito is a bed. Klei tashmisho, his kalim, things that he uses. Mitzaosav, his mattress. Right, all those things should go out into the sukkah. So what? So what's the problem?
Lahavion sham mipnei hatorech.
Okay, we're gonna have to come back to this.
What is it?
What's the pshat? What's the simple pshat here?
Human shepherd, take all your stuff from your house to this field.
All right, now the guy has a house apparently someplace else. Right. Apparently he has an actual house, but when he's serving in the capacity of Shomer Ginos and Pardesim, he's on site at the field.
Which is God knows how many miles.
Right. Apparently not so close to his home. So Rashi's saying, what's the problem? What does it mean when Abaye says you can't require this guy to sit in the sukkah in the field because of Teshu came to Duru? Oh, says Rashi, the problem is that what would you normally have to do? You'd have to bring your bed. Bring your mattress, bring all your stuff, and it's a big tircha. So, okay, we have to explain that. There.
That's funny, because that's the whole point.
So that's what Jonah is saying. Okay, that's the mitzvah. That's what the average person has to do. Take your stuff out of your house and put it in your sukkah. So Rashi throws in the word, it's a tircha. It's a torech. There's a big torech here, apparently, that the average person doesn't have. That he has to schlep his stuff for a longer distance. He lives further away. Yes, it's not like he's putting up his sukkah in his backyard or on his deck. He's stationed someplace else, and he has to bring all of his material. He has to bring all his material out to the sukkah for the distance. That's a big tircha. That is the reason why Teshu King Tadura tells him he doesn't have to go out and build a sukkah. That needs to be explained. What exactly is Rashi saying? All right? That's the first approach, the first pshat over here in Teshu King Tadura as it applies to this Shomer. Let's finish up the Rashis and come back to this problem.
Pirta Kora Leganov. Michel.
Mashal.
Mashal Hedios Hu.
Right. Mashal Hedios means it's an example. It's a phraseology. The commoners use this phraseology. Mashal Hedios.
It's also translated as proverb.
Okay. Proverb or Mashal, like we similarly know.
Ordinary expression.
Right.
The Afkan Haganav Roe Oso. Yoshev v'sukkah, when he sees him sitting in the sukkah.
Guy sees him sitting in the sukkah, right?
V'hu nichnas v'ganav ha-peros l'roach acheres.
Right, v'hu nichnas v'gonev ha-peros l'roach acheres. It comes in a different direction, and that's it. Sees you watching one side, you're not watching the other side. Where's he going to go? He's going to go on that other side. Right? That's Rashi just explaining what the expression means. All right? Kari depiri?
Kari depiri. Kare shel peros. Shehu tamid.
Kari shel peros.
Kari shel peros.
Or kri shel peros. A pile or a heap.
Shehu tamid lefanav. V'yachol lishomrin ein kan pirtza kora leganav. So when there's a pile right in front of him, then he can always watch.
It's right in front of him. It's no big chachman volunteer. Okay? Mm. Yes.
Do they agree when it's not this case?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara is implying. That this is the one case where they're going to, or one case where they're going to argue.
And the other case they agree that what? You're for their father.
Right, there's no practical nafkamina in those other cases because no matter what you say, it's going to be applicable. Tell me Tisha King to do, or you tell me it's a problem in practical Shmira, it's still going to be so. Oh, where are they different? In a case where the practical Shmira is not compromised, but it's still problematic in terms of Tisha King to do. Right? Okay. So before we're not going to see the Me'iri just yet, because the Me'iri, I think, is very far different than the first two Shitos. But let's just see the Ritva, and then we'll try to compare and contrast Rashi and the Ritva. Did everyone or anyone get a chance to see the Ritva?
Can we just go over that?
I'd love to. Which particular?
The Korean,
Rashi?
The period?
Yeah, Rashi. Yeah, so you remember the Gemara said that there's a difference between Abaye and Rava insofar as how their reasons are going to affect the practical rule in one case. What's the one case? The one case is where the fruit is right in front of the guy. The shomer is sitting in his little hut, sitting in his tent, and all the stuff is right there. So Rashi says, what's the benefit to that type of situation? Because if you hold that the problem is a shmira problem, it's right in front of him. Right? No one's going to be able to take it. And that's what Rashi means when he says, shu tamid lefanav, v'yachol ha-shomran, v'inkan pirtzakar leganav. Now, as far as the shomer is concerned, he doesn't care what's going on behind him because there's no produce. The fruit's already been harvested. It's just piled up in the field. Right, I guess it's particularly significant that Sukkot is at what time of the year?
Harvest.
It's not harvest time. So we say philosophically it's at the harvest time. A person should go out at that time of the year and recognize that what? That's not kochi v'otzem yadi that asasali asachayel azeh. Person shouldn't think that in general he's the master of his destiny entirely, that because he's such a chacham and because he's so agriculturally keen, that's why the ground was able to give forth all this produce and why he had such a bumper crop. No, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed the seed with the ability to be grown, and the ground with the ability to nurture it, and v'chulei, 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 that a person should realize that ultimately his protection and his sustenance comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we tell him, dafka, at that time of year, go out and sit in your sukkah to recognize that. So it's not unreasonable to expect that at that time of year, there's going to be situations where a guy's coming into a field to watch it where all the stuff is already heaped up, because it's at that time of the year when the harvest is being done. All right, that's just practical aside. All right, so let's read the Ritva. Can you tell me what you think the Ritva is saying? Just, again, factually. The Ritva says the following. Shomrei peros ginos upardesim. Slightly different gears than we have. Peturim bein mayom bein malayla. Why? She'ein regilin lovo lebatehem klal. She'ein regilin lovo lebatehem klal. They don't leave. During the time that they're hired for, they don't go home. Uparchinan, says the Ritva, Uparchinan, the Gemara asked, v'le'yavdu sukkah hosam, to which the Gemara responds by saying, no, you can't make your sukkah out in the field for this fellow. Why? Amar Abaye, Teshu Kein Tediru. What did Rashi say the problem Teshu came to do was? The hak. It's a big hak to take your bed and your linen and your mattress and your table and all the things that you need in your sukkah, take it into the sukkah when you live a distance away. But listen to what the Ritva says. V'kevan she'ein derech l'kvo Hashem. V'kevan she'ein derech l'kvo Hashem. Eino chayav lasos sham sukkah.
Yeah.
I'll read that again.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, just say it again.
Yeah. Read it again?
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to read it again. V'kevan she'ein derech l'kvo Hashem. L'kvoa. To be koveya.
Oh.
Kevan she'ein derech l'kvo Hashem. Eino chayav lasos sham sukkah.
Since he's not
going to
set all these things up in the sukkah, he has no.
Well, that's not what he's saying. Let's just take it one step.
He's not applicable.
Kevan
she'eino. It's not the way.
It's not normal for him to be koveya there, or kavua there. I'm sorry. Kevan she'ein derech likvoa sham. Likvoa sham. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Eino chayav lasos sham sukkah.
But he's koveya there all for while he's working anyway.
It's not okay. We have to explain what this means. I mean, you have a similar quote. You know, as Jonah said, "Hey, one second, Rashi. What do you mean it's a tircha? Why is there any less of a tircha for anyone else to bring this stuff out? That's the whole point. You take your house, which we generally assume is your diras keva, and you make it into your diras arai. You schlep all your stuff out into the sukkah. What's the Ritva say? The Ritva says, listen, this guy, he's not normally kavua there. Therefore, ain't no chayav laso sham sukkah. Therefore, he doesn't have to make a sukkah there.
So you're saying any place where someone's not koveya, the Ritva is saying, any place where someone's not koveya, they're pater from sukkah.
That doesn't sound like a gemara.
What's koveya?
Established with some type of permanence, with halachic permanence.
So I go to Hershey Park, on Chol Moed, and therefore I don't have to. I'm not koveya there, so therefore I don't have to eat in the sukkah.
Before we go too far with the application, what you're saying is not so crazy. Based on
I don't think what the Ritva is saying is you have to. I'm saying I don't think he's saying that you have eaten the sukkah. I'm saying I think what he's saying is you don't have to build a sukkah there. Meaning, if a sukkah already exists, you would have to use it. In some instances, I don't think he's saying the guy has to use it when he's on duty. I'm saying he has to use it when
there is no on and off duty here. That's part of the problem.
Right. That's why.
How do you get that from what the Ritva says?
The Ritva says he doesn't have to make a sukkah. The implication is, you don't make a sukkah, you're not chayiv in sukkah.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you'd be chayiv in sukkah.
Right. He doesn't have to make a sukkah, but if a sukkah would be there already, then.
Then what?
Maybe
okay, that's possible. We don't know that. I understand why you're saying that. I mean, based on what we discussed previously, it's possible that would be the case. But, tell my hero, the guy before comes time for a sukkah, say, it's a week before a sukkah, we tell him, no, you don't have to make a sukkah because you don't need to, you're not chayiv in sukkah. You're not chayiv in sukkah. Why aren't you chayiv in sukkah? Oh, teshu king te duru. What does teshu king te duru mean according to the Ritva? Since you're not kovei here, since you're not kavua here, you have no reason to build a sukkah. So,
beforehand,
well, I think what he means is the nature of your existence here is not one of "quote unquote" kvius.
Okay.
Right. You have a house someplace else.
But you're living somewhere near the field in order to. Watch
or
it.
Are you living in the field? You're living on the field somewhere.
In that case, there's kvius there.
You tell me. The Ritva was saying there's no kvius. They're just saying that's not called kvius. What's that? No. I didn't say anything about how close the house is.
So he's saying that the only place where there's an obligation is all the sukkah is where there's like an extension of somewhere where you have an established residence of.
Say it again. You're saying good.
The Ritva is saying that the only place where there's an obligation to build a sukkah is where it's an extension of somewhere where you have an established.
Yeah, you want to fit it into what the Gemara is saying. You're saying good. The Ritva is explaining what teshu kein tadur.
Right. So what does that mean? Kein tadura is somewhere where you have kviyas.
Right.
So if you're only going to be there, I guess. You're not going to have kviyas in the field.
So you don't have. Let's take for granted what he said. He said this guy doesn't have kviyas. He doesn't have kviyas there.
Yeah.
So therefore, what?
Therefore, he has no obligation to build a sukkah because that's only in a place kin tiduru, and kin tiduru means a place where you have kviyas.
You know what he's saying? So now Avi Hirschman's guy. Let's take a more extreme case than yours. Let's say, because that guy has kviyas someplace, I don't know, but... A homeless guy. According to the Ritva, would a homeless guy be chayiv in sukkah?
No. Yes. No. In some cases.
Which case?
They have public shuls. The whole reason for a public shul is for people who don't have a sukkah themselves.
No, I'm not saying there's no way for him to use a sukkah, but would he be chayiv in a sukkah? Who's chayiv in a sukkah? That's what the Ritva is saying. The Ritva seems to be saying, Teshu kein tadiru. Very good, Zach. What the Ritva seems to be saying, I think is what Zach is saying, is that the concept of Teshu kein tadiru tells you, when must you build a sukkah? When are you chayiv in sukkah? Oh, when you have a dira, right? When you have a dira that you can now emulate in the sukkah. Teshu kein tadiru. Model your sukkah after your dira. Go treat your diras arai like your diras keva. That's the whole point of sukkahs. Make this temporary residence like your permanent residence. But what do you mean? This guy has no permanent residence. So if he has no permanent residence, there's nothing to model it after. I don't mean in terms of the way it's decorated. I'm saying there's nothing to model it after conceptually. There is no dira. So we don't tell this guy, say me diras keva and dar b'diras arai. What do you mean? I'm forever diras arai. I don't have a dira. I have no place of residence. I'm not kavua here. That's true. The guy has a house, apparently. He could have a house someplace else. But while he's here for the week, 2 weeks, whatever the harvest period is, you know, picture these migrant workers that are brought in and they're on the field for the period of time it's necessary to do the job. This guy's there. He's there for a week. Where's he sleeping? I don't know, he's sleeping out in the field. Where's his dira? As far as we're concerned, he has no dira here. Maybe sleeping in a sleeping bag, maybe sleeping in a shack. It doesn't matter. He's not kavua here.
That's right. That stuff is arai.
Hey.
Is what? Is arai. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's
arai. I'm sorry, Zach?
Oh, I can't think of a better example, but like, it's like with, like if you're wearing a four-corner garment, then like you have to put on teeth, but like you don't have to go out of your way. Now we do, but it's like that. It doesn't exist for the guy in that situation. So he doesn't have to go out of his way to build a sukkah because he has no like permanent residence. So he doesn't have to go out of his way to extend it and build a sukkah.
Right. We're not saying it wouldn't be a kiyum hamitzvah if he would sit in a sukkah that was there. That's true. We're not saying that. In the same way that, you know, a person might not be chayav to put tzitzis on a baguette until that's four corners, because he's not required to be mechayav himself. That's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Yeah, this guy is potter from sukkah. If he sat in the sukkah today, would it be a kiyum mitzvah? It could be. But I think that's right. I think that's a separate point. What the Ritva is addressing is, what does the Gemara mean? What does Abaye mean when Abaye says that it's lacking in teshu kein tadiru? So the Ritva has a unique pshat. Pshat is, oh, teshu kein tadiru means that when I come to demand a sukkah from you, I can only demand a sukkah from you if you have a diras keva. To now extend, and as the diras arai is sort of an extension, expansion of your diras keva. Oh, you have no diras keva, you have no house, you're an itinerant, no sukkah.
What does it mean that he has no diras keva right now?
He has exactly that. He has no kviyas here. There's nothing making his existence here permanent. He's here for, let's say, a week, 2 weeks, but he has no, in terms of what's keeping him there, in terms of what his attachment is, it's very limited.
So who cares about there? He has a dearest keva somewhere.
Yeah.
The traveler didn't have that concern.
What's that?
We didn't have that concern by the traveler.
Yeah, what do you mean?
That in the place where he's staying isn't a house either. That's extremely temporary. when we just before this, we did a whole thing about
Yamasin.
A guy that stays there, you know, someplace for a night. We'd have a concern about, well, that's not a permanent place. No one else would be care of that. But that was the concern.
I'm not saying it. I'm not. I'm hearing you, but I'm not following.
In the previous
sugya, yesterday, Holchei Drachim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The concern wasn't that that wasn't his permanent place of residence.
Right.
No one seemed to address that concern. Only for some reason, now that he's in a field, we're concerned that it's not.
No, not but the Holchei Drachim, there were two different scenarios. One is when he's actually traveling. We said there's a patur because of the traveling. There was also, we said, according to Lavush, and Chayadam, and probably even according to Tosos, we said, the idea there was a Teshu came to do also. It's normal for a guy to travel this way. So you're right. When he's not traveling, we're going to say, okay, now you have a chiv, at night, you have a chiv to be in a sukkah.
Well, but are we saying that the guy in the field, we're saying it's not permanent because he normally does this, or just because it's not where he lives?
No, his norm is not permanent. His whole norm is not permanent. I don't think it's in opposite with the previous sugya. I think it actually fits with the previous sugya. Why is it when a guy pulls in for the night and stays for hours, according to the Lavush, did he say, now you chayiv in sukkah? Because that's the way a guy normally lives in a house. A guy pulls in at night, he's a house dweller. Now you chayiv in sukkah. Why? Because your sukkah is your house. When you stop on the road along your day's travel, then you're not chayiv in sukkah because you're not a house dweller. You're a traveler. At night, you're a dweller. Oh, so where do you dwell? You dwell in the sukkah. I'm not mechayiv to put up a sukkah, maybe. That's a different reason. Maybe that's also teshu king tediru. Guy doesn't have access to a house. We don't say, okay, now you're going to build one in the middle of the night.
Isn't that why I specified the yeshuv?
The yeshuv, yeah, exactly. That's why we stress the yeshuv. That's correct.
If he's in like a desert or something where there's no sukkah, then doesn't he have to?
Say again, I'm sorry.
Because if he's in like a desert, like conversely.
Right, according to Tosos, and subsequently according to Lavush, the guy comes into a place where there's no developed area, it's not a neighborhood, at night, he's going to stay there at night, he's not chayav to put up a sukkah. It's only in the yeshuv. It's only in the yeshuv because of teshu came to do.
Would this fit under that category?
What do you mean?
Of being.
Not in the yeshuv?
Yeah.
No, this is a different category. It's a different category.
That's not assuming that this field is in the city?
Well, the field is the opposite of a yeshuv. I mean, this is like basada. The guy's out in the field.
I understand. Is it within the...
In the confines of a developed area?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ginos and Pardesim, I assume, are. Usually they're near developed areas. They're not out. It's not desert. It's not far away. It could be on the outskirts. I mean, picture... A guy with a farm. He's got his house, he's got a farm. So now he hires this guy. He doesn't want to sit out there. He hires someone else to be out in the field. But the nature of this guy's existence is one of non-kvius. His whole existence is not kavua. So now I tell him, okay, now I want you to emulate your existence that you normally have in your house in your sukkah. You don't have an existence in a house. You're not kavua.
He doesn't have a permanent existence. Like, it sounds like we're defining it in terms of like temporary and permanent.
We are. This guy in the field does not, the way he partakes of living in this field is not one of kvius.
Like, why?
What makes it not kavua?
No, why don't we say that this is a temporary thing, and he has a house, and, you know, for a short time he has to watch it. Like, why do, it sounds like if you define it like that, you have to say that he's homeless.
You're right. For this time period, he's essentially homeless. He is homeless.
How do you define that, like, time period? Is that an...
Whatever it is, he's hired for a certain period of time. Well, how long does it have to be? I mean, I don't know. Right now, during Sukkot, he happens to be working in this way. He doesn't leave for whatever the time is. If it wasn't Sukkot and he had the same job, he's not kavua. He has no kvius here. You're right. I don't have all the details. I don't know how long... You're saying it's not permanent in the sense that when this job is over, he's going to go back home.
Yeah, I mean, it could be any length of time, the job.
You're right. So when he's week? When he is a shomer, he lacks kvias.
Okay. So even if it's a couple of days.
Yeah, it doesn't have to
even
be.
If he has a home.
That's right. During the time when he is defined as a shomer, when he has the status of a shomer, he is what shomer equals non kvias.
Why can't it equal kvias?
Because that's not the nature of the existence. Apparently, Ritva said the guy doesn't have kvias there. It's not his house. Not his place. It's 24 hours.
But at that point, that's his. You know, because he knows he's going to be there for a certain period of time.
That doesn't make it. That doesn't make it kavua. That doesn't make it kavua. The guy's basically living out in the field, watching your field. It's not like he has a house. He goes in at night. He stays in the house and just comes out to the field to check in. Apparently, he's really.
Yes, so he's koveya in the field.
No, when you go on vacation to someone else's house for a week, you koveya at their house. That's my house. No, you have your house over there. Right now you're here. You're on vacation. That's the whole point of the vacation.
But at this point, at over there, you're, you know, when someone asks you, oh, where are you staying? Oh, I'm staying over there.
That's where you're staying. This guy also is staying in the field. He's not koveya here. This is my permanent residence.
In derech l'kvo
Hashem. You wouldn't be obligated to build a sukkah there.
No, the ritual says dafka not. That's exactly what he says. Eino chayav laso sham sukkah. No, I don't think so.
No?
No, I think that's what he means. That you're not chayiv in sukkah.
Oh, wow.
You're not chayiv in sukkah. Because the only guy that's chayiv in sukkah is the guy that we could say teishu kein tediru. You can't say about this guy teishu kein tediru.
Oh, I thought that was just building. Oh, okay.
I mean, that's the lashon that he uses about building, but teishu kein tediru is the principle that guides the way you fulfill the mitzvah.
No, I wouldn't
say that. Because once you're staying in someone's home, you could be. There is an idea of being koveya there.
Which is
different halachos. I mean, that's why I just want to deal with the case that we have, where the whole type of existence is lacking in kvias. But you're right. You're going to get into problems. What's that? Chanukah. Is that what you said?
Isn't that what they were just talking about, though?
Who?
Staying in someone's house.
It was mentioned by somebody, but I don't know if I would say that's going to follow suit. You're right. A guy goes to someone else's house for sukkahs. He's staying there as a guest. I don't think the Ritz was going to say about that guy, oh, you don't have kvias here. There is a way to be koveya.
That's a lachol. My son turns to a practical application.
No, what would the Ritz say about that? Let's forget about practice. Conceptually, what would the Ritva say? The Ritva say, a guy moves into my house for a week. He's here. I give him a room. I give him a bed. He's here for a month. You can tell me he doesn't have kvias because it's not his. I don't think it's just that it's not his. I understand why you're saying that. You're saying because I have a house someplace else.
Right. I'm saying that conceptually, there's still the same idea. It's not you can be somewhere for a certain amount of time.
Yes.
You're not considered kavua. Like you're not halachically, yes, in terms of lemaisa, in terms of sukkah, yeah, you're kavua when you're at someone's house. But. Just
yeah, there's a possibility.
Just because you're here for X amount of time.
That's right.
For this amount of time, I'm kavua here, not necessarily.
You could be someplace for an extended period of time and still lack kvias, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. You could also
but it's not going to be every time that you are someplace other than your own home that you are de facto not kavua. That's right.
What if kavua simply means you have a home and not like you?
That's not his lashon. He says, she'ain derech l'kavua Hashem. He's not saying that you are not kavua there because you have another home. Saying the way that you exist there is not one of kvias.
Okay, so right, you're not kavua here, but that doesn't mean that you're not kavua somewhere else.
You're not, because the metzias is that you're not. You're here, you're watching the field.
You're saying the guy can't have a house elsewhere.
No, I'm saying he does have a house elsewhere.
But that's not considered kavua.
He's not kavua.
So he's not kavua there.
Not during sukkahs, right?
I'm not saying he's not doing something. I'm saying at all whatsoever.
Right now, you have a house in Florida, right? Someone hires you for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Come down to South Carolina. Further south? No, that's further north. I'm just trying to think which way is up, which way is down. Anyway, come up to South Carolina for 3 weeks.
Well, you would be going down
and do. All right, you take the Amtrak, you know, the train. Take the auto train. However you get there, it doesn't matter. They'll say, come over for 3 weeks and help us out with the harvest. And you're there for full 3 weeks. You don't have any kvias.
Not there.
You have no kvias. You want to tell me I'm still, right now I'm kavua in my house, so therefore I really have a kriyas, so I have to eat in a sukkah because I'm kavua somewhere? That's not reasonable. You're here, but right now you're here.
Your house is still your house.
No one's taking that away from you.
The only time you have to build it is when it's an extension of the place you're at presently.
That's right. That's what the Ritva is saying.
It's not
no, it's nothing to do with ownership.
No obligation.
I'm trying to make the distinction. Right. That's right. No one's taking away the fact that I own a house and that's my permanent residence and whatever is a din. I'm going to have to do bedikas chametz there and maybe I'll be yotzei near Chanukah there and all those other halachas that are din in my bias. Yes, I have a bias, but
yeah, it's like okay, you have a four cornered garment in your drawer, but
right.
You're not wearing it right now.
So I don't exactly. I have this item, but insofar as where I am right now, I'm not kavua here, and this is where I'm going to eat. This is where I'm living now. I'm not living in my house, which I own. I'm living here. What type of living do I have? Non kavua living. According to the Ritva, the only time I'm mechuyev in sukkah is when the living that I'm enjoying is a living of kviyas. Then we say, oh, teishru kein taduru. Basically, what the Ritva is saying is that there's no dira. This is not called dira. I can't tell you teishru kein taduru, because you're not a dar here. You're a squatter, however you want to classify the person.
So how about all those people who like to go elsewhere for sukkahs?
You ask me a halacha maaseh question, or what, according to the Ritva?
According to the Ritva. What's
the guy doing? What's he doing?
I'm saying he's going elsewhere for
where?
Sukkahs. Like I'm saying, like...
He's got a hotel room?
No.
So where is he going?
He's staying at someone's house.
Someone's house. Okay, so I could say he's kavua there. It's possible to be in someone's home and to still have a kvias to the extent that you're going to be mechuyev in sukkah. This guy has no kvias. He's nowhere. He's out in the field.
Okay.
Regular question.
Yeah.
The guy's not sitting in a lodge in the field.
It doesn't seem that way.
He's sitting out looking at the stars... feeling the rain beat down on his face when he's sitting in the field.
Maybe he's under a tree. There could be some shelter.
Well, I know.
It doesn't matter. Even if there is some form of gazebo or some type of hunting shack there, that's still not kavua. It's not kvias.
Why is that not considered his travel lodge or his home away from home?
Just because it happens to be a structure doesn't make it an existence of kvias. The guy's in, the guy's out. He doesn't have his own. He doesn't have his stuff there. There's no things there. Again, I don't know all the facts.
He's provided with the chair. You know, he has a nice, lamp sitting on his desk.
Excellent. You painted a nice picture.
Yeah, what is
so roaring fire. Don't forget the roaring fire.
Exactly. No, I'm saying so.
Moose head looking down on him.
In other words,
I got the image.
Hired him,
right. Provides for him.
He's got windows all four directions.
It could be.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. You're asking me what would the Ritva say? I don't know. If he has a place where he comes and he stays every time he has this job, and he has, every season he comes there and he puts his stuff there and he stays there for a month at a time, it could very well be that the Ritva say, okay, that's a different situation.
Okay, so we're talking about.
It seems what he says is not. There's no. There's no kvias here. Doesn't have all those things.
Okay, so we're talking about like a worker, like a
migrant worker. Yeah.
Comes up from a country.
Comes up, they give him very bare minimum
basic
needs.
Just like bed.
Weekly stipend, they give him a place to sleep and...
he goes
and
picking strawberries.
Whatever it is, yeah. Well, in this case, he's not picking. In this case, he's not picking.
Okay.
He's just watching.
So we're talking about the second piece, not the guy in a nice lodge with their orange.
Right, that might be different. Exactly. We're not talking about a guy who's retiring the evening to the to quarters. But we know when it's not there, that's what the problem is. I know exactly. We know it's like knowledge of God. I can tell you what he's not. You know, it's negative knowledge. There's no kvias.
Right,
at some point, you're right. The Ritva might say, no, there's kvias. But listen to his language. His language is she'ein derech likvo sham. You're right. If you would paint a picture where there is kvias, then we'd say, okay, there's kvias. The point is, it's ein derech likvo sham. It's not normal to have kvias, and that's why in the normal situation, it's going to be violative of teishri kein taduru. All right? Now, can we just contrast this with Rashi? What do you say about Rashi? Guys, let's just try to hold it together. Another few minutes. Okay, what do you say about Rashi? Is this in line with Rashi? Is this the same idea as Rashi?
No.
Okay, thank you. Why not? How is Rashi different?
Rashi is just saying it's a practical problem.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like that, it's just a matter of kirpa. Like it's not. I mean, it's like it's too hard to get all the stuff like all the way out to the field.
Rashi's basically saying he is kavua.
If it was easier, like if it was right next to your house, I guess, then
it would. I think Rashi and Rifa could work together. That if he could move his stuff with that tircha into the field, then he would be able to be kaveya.
I don't know why I say kaveya. Rashi doesn't mention kaveya. Don't mix terms.
What's Rashi's opinion?
Rashi simply says the reason why he's potter from sukkah. Again, you have to assume that Rashi explained teishu king tediru. So what's the chisaron in teishu king tediru according to Rashi? You can't bring all your stuff out there.
Right, because you could bring it out there.
Not
good.
Living like you would in your house.
You'd be mechayiv, yeah. Then it would be mechayiv. You want to say they're the same?
No.
They're not the same.
They're not.
Right.
Rashi's saying
right. According to Rashi, if not for the problem of the tircha, right? If not for the problem of tircha, then I would say no. You have to make a sukkah here. You're chayiv in sukkah, even when you're in the field. So how is he explaining teishu king tediru?
That it's simply that he's saying that. If you have it's a tircha to bring your stuff there. That you living here is not like living in your house if you don't have your stuff there with you. And since it's a huge thing to bring your stuff there with you, we're not gonna oblige you to bring your stuff. And therefore, it's not like you're living in your house. And therefore, there's no sukkah.
You wouldn't go through that process.
So good. Where is the teishu kein tedur problem? According to the Ritva, where is the teishu kein tedur problem? In what?
In that you're not living there. It's not good enough to live there. Whereas Rashi is saying.
And therefore what? In other words, you can't. According to Ritva, you can't produce a sukkah here. You cannot. You want me to turn it over? Should I turn it over?
No.
According to Ritva, you cannot produce a sukkah here. Why not? Because you're lacking kviyas. Since you're lacking kviyas, you can't make a sukkah. Does Rashi say anything about the sukkah?
No.
No, Rashi doesn't say there's a problem that I can't make a sukkah here. What's the problem? Even if there was a sukkah here, I would still be potter. Why? Not because the place itself disallows the creation of a sukkah like the Ritva. Elamai, what's the problem? Right, the problem is in the him. The problem is in him. When I say Teshu, Roger that. Problem is that in terms of Teshu came to do in the manner in which he relates to the sukkah. Right, the deficiency is in him. It's not in the fact that I can't create the structure. According to the Ritva, it seems to be a structural thing. You cannot create a sukkah here.
Why not?
Because there's no permanence. According to Ritzvah, I'm saying. According to Ritzvah. I'm trying to show the difference between. Right? Rashi is now saying, no, Teishu King Tadur doesn't mean that you can't build a sukkah here because you're lacking kviyas. No, I have no problem. You can put a sukkah here. What's the problem? In the manner in which you now are going to relate to that sukkah, you're going to be potter because of Teishu King Tadur. Why? Because what would you normally have to do in your home and therefore in your sukkah? Bring out all your stuff. But here, it's a big hassle. It's a big undertaking. And because of that, it's lacking Teishu King Tediru.
No difference.
It wouldn't necessarily be a big undertaking to build a sukkah there.
No.
And to get other stuff. But.
No, but because the guy lives 5 miles away, to bring all his stuff in, that's not a that's not a normal way to tell a guy, okay, go live in your house. What do you mean, go live in my house? I could take my stuff from my house and apparently go out to my sukkah when it's on my property. That's a normal way of living.
Saying like, is it really important to bring like your actual stuff from your house, or just get like another sleeping bag from like a Walmart out there?
Seems like a very impractical approach.
You mean let's say it's all provided for by the it's all there.
Yeah, like there's a bed there, but it's not.
Let's say there's a sukkah that's fully furnished.
Yeah, it's just not the stuff from your house. Is that like?
So what would you say? According to the Ritva, would you be chayiv in that sukkah?
I
No. According to Rashi, would you be chayv in that sukkah?
Yeah.
Could,
I don't know. I mean, is it specific on, or am I reading too much into it?
No, no. I'm saying maybe what you're saying is right, and maybe that would be enough, Kamina. For Rashi, since the only problem is in terms of the bringing the stuff out into the sukkah to make it a livable space, right? To make it like your home. Let's say it's all there already. Let's say it's provided for. You have fully furnished sukkah. On-site, fully furnished sukkah. Ritva is going to still say you're potter. Because he says, as far as you're concerned, you have no kviyas, therefore we can't extend your existence into the sukkah. Rashi's not saying that. Rashi's not saying the chisaron is in your kviyas and therefore no sukkah. The chisaron is in the fact that it's a tircha for you to relate to that sukkah like your dira. Why? Because doing that requires bringing out your sheets and your bedding and your pillows and all your stuff. That's what Teshuva came to do with demand. And since that's a big tircha, I'm going to tell you not to do that. You don't have to do that. Oh, but let's say there is no tircha in doing it. All the stuff is there already. I think you're right. I think for Rashi, you're going to be chayav to sit in that sukkah.
No, I mean, let's say it's gonna be a tircha to bring your bed that you normally sleep in and your normal kalim there, but let's say there were different kalim that you don't normally use. Is that sufficient, or it has to be...
No, you're saying if you could provide... No, you mean the guy wants to have his Superman sheets?
Yes, exactly.
Right, he doesn't want to just have any old sheets. He wants to have his sheets. I think that's already a stretch. I don't know.
I mean, it's just like if you read into it a lot, it sounds like kin to duru. That's what it's like.
Right, mitosav, mitzosav, pleitash misho.
To a certain extent, yeah. Like it has like something. It means something to him because it's like his.
Right, I mean, it's going to be lacking in his taste. You can't to do it because he can't have his things.
Right, that seems to be kind of an important
thing. I hear what you're saying. I don't know.
Is this a subjective thing, like...
The tircha?
If he has no tircha going that far, is it tircha then? Like I said, he doesn't mind moving all this.
Tircha in general is a subjective thing.
What if he doesn't have that much stuff?
That's what I'm trying to say. In a case where there is no tircha, whatever that means, we're not defining tircha. That's not that. Also, that's, you know, we're taking that for granted. There is something called tircha. So when the tircha doesn't exist for Rashi, then you're going to have chayiv in sukkah. The only bar for sukkah for Rashi is the tircha. So if there's no tircha, then there's no problem. Teshu kein tadiru. The Ritva say no. I don't care. Tircha, no tircha. You're not chayiv in sukkah because you're an itinerant. Yes, I agree with you. I think Zach is saying a deeper idea, a further idea, that maybe there's going to be a tircha to bring your own stuff, but there's no tircha to bring stuff. So is that a patur? Do we say the patur is because Teshu King to Duru means that if a guy lives there the way we live at home, that means he brings his own stuff? He's being medayik in Rashi. Rashi says, Mitzah Osov, Klitash Misho, Mitosov, his bed. Right? He's thinking about the guy who's out in Pennsylvania, not near his own home, but he's near the local Walmart. He can get all those things. He can get them. He can bring them out there and put up a sukkah. But they're not his. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Well, if he buys them,
I see why you're saying that. Right. Once he buys them, they're his. That's true.
Yeah, Rocky seems to kind of emphasize.
Huh?
It's tough
to go buy
it.
Yeah.
No, but if you borrow it, that's
fine. If you borrow, maybe that's a question. But if, I'm saying
right.
If
you could buy a new one, then it's like it's yours. But then,
right. like it's,
Hesh is saying that itself is a tircha now.
Okay, if you go buy it, it's a tircha. But okay, so that's the tircha. But I'm saying if you already went and bought it anyway, then
you have a bed at home, you have a mattress at home, you have sheets at home, you have all the stuff at home. Now you can tell me I have to go into Walmart and buy new stuff.
I'm not saying you have to go buy it. I'm saying, but if he already bought it,
okay.
Then he does.
Bought it before Sukkot, you mean to use in the field.
Yeah.
Now he has it all there.
Yeah, if he has it all
okay,
there.
Okay, in a chanami, that case is not a tercha. It's all there already. Right, that doesn't seem to be the metzias, the way Rashi's understanding
just
it.
Just because you're buying it doesn't mean it's a tercha.
I don't see why it's a tercha if it's not your stuff. So be a man. But it's not like that.
But it could be a...
No.
A bed is a bed.
Right,
you just don't know if that falls under tercha.
Which? Buying?
Buying or borrowing.
Schlepping.
Whatever it is.
Schlepping your stuff from home apparently is a tircha. That right? That Rashi is saying clearly.
Well, so going in.
So now going
from
now you gotta tell me going home and getting it, but going to a store that's closer by is not a tircha. I mean, now we're getting into grades. You're getting into... that's what I'm saying. Getting into question of degree. What's a tircha, what's not. But if it's a tircha, then it's going to be a patur. Once there is no tircha, whatever that point is, it's there already, or he brought it with him because he's there for a month and he has it because he's living with it in the field, right? Because he doesn't want the stuff falling on his head. He's living under a tree, and he's protected. So then it's not a tircha. It's not a tircha, no patur. Ritva says it doesn't matter if there's a tircha or not, you're going to be pater. Okay, there's a third mahalach here, and we're showing him, and we'll maybe leave that for next time. If you want, over Shabbos or tomorrow, you take a look at it. It's the mahalach of the Me'iri. The Me'iri has a very novel approach. So we'll have to see who the Me'iri is more similar to. Is he more similar to Rashi or to the Ritva? And then we'll see that it's really a different pshat, even though it may be more similar in terms of camp. It is a very different and unique pshat. Okay, so we'll leave that for next time. And for those that are around tomorrow, 11:15, we'll be giving the shiur. It's possible that tomorrow, instead of talking about the parasha, maybe speaking about something that's halach lamaisa and nogeya to current events. But either way, it will be something that's practical. Okay?